I want to ask you about something that made me feel really good a few weeks ago. Can you tell us about my favorite picture of the last month or two? Was you in conversation with Joe Biden? Tell us about your conversations with Joe Biden, and then how you and your family took in the election as well.
The conversation with Joe Biden was, you know, I was on him. I was asking him questions because I wanted to see if he really understood his position. He was honest. But I did, you know, I kind of really appreciate the fact that Kamala Harris is, you know, almost like his work wife, because I feel like he's close enough to the culture to actually understand. And the thing about it is everybody like, how can you support them? The drug laws and this and that and what they did to people. And I'm just like, yo, man, yeah, I'm not saying he's the end all be all. I never said that. I'm more, and I'm gonna ask you a question now, Paul. I'm more.
You mean Peter? You get it? Yeah. See, you worked at Def Jam too long. That's right, what happened. Right, Rosenbergs.
Yeah. But I'm more happy to see my culture see that every little bit counted, and that we made a difference together. Like, we got out here and got people to vote, and Georgia changed to blue. And I was just happy to see, because it was so many people, I was like, yo, we gotta vote. And it's like, my vote don't count. Why would I waste my time? And just to see that, you know, it made me feel good. And then back to the Joe Biden thing, I was really just asking real questions, and I wanted my people to know, like, sometimes you really just gotta be at the table.